Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Continuing on with our series of podcasts on four-letter words that affect the human-animal relationship, one I've spoken about but still bears repeating is the four-letter word fear. If I had to pick the one emotion that had more negative effects on animal behavior and the human-animal bond, it would be fear. Our fear of animals, their fear of us. One of the things about fear that I think makes it so profane is the fact that so often we're oblivious of it. We don't even realize that we're generating fear for our animals. We may experience fear when our animals do something, but we don't even realize what they're doing that makes us afraid. And so once again, we have another four-letter word, the solution to which is the four-letter word, no. If we know normal canine, feline, equine, avian behavior, then we're going to be less fearful about animal displays than if we don't know. So we won't be threatened by behaviors simply because they're different. We'll understand what those behaviors mean. And the more we understand about what those behaviors mean, the more we can change them if we don't like them. But also, it's amazing how often just understanding what a behavior means eliminates our fear of it. The same thing with understanding our own fears about animals. Where do they come from? Is it something the animal actually did? Or once again, was it a case of the animal doing something that we didn't understand that made us feel vulnerable? The fear wasn't so much because of what the animal did, but because the animal made us feel inadequate. And that's what frightened us. We don't like feeling vulnerable. We don't like feeling inadequate. And we particularly don't like it when something as small as a cat makes us feel that way. Or when something we consider a lower life form barks and makes us jump. We don't like that either. We don't like what it says about us because it exposes our ignorance. So just as we discovered last week that we don't want to get so caught up in hoping that we forget about knowing, this week we want to think in terms of knowledge as it relates to fear. Winston Churchill is just one of many famous people who go back for many, many, many generations who noted that we have nothing to fear but fear itself. And when we know, when we have knowledge, the fear loses its power. So there's no reason for fear to be a dirty four-letter word in your interactions with your animals, because it's totally within your control to eliminate it.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.